我们感谢主，弟兄实在是为我们做了很好的介绍，关于神的话。
I really thank the Lord because our brother has given us a very good introduction to God's words.
弟兄们啊，有没有这样一个渴望，回去赶快好好的来读这一本情书
？Do you have this desire to run home and to read and read well this love book?
这一读可能就爱不释手。
Because it is full of love.
叫我们真是能够沉浸在神的爱里。
Because we are in His love.
好，我知道大家迫不及待，所以我们就赶快来读。
And so,
读这个主给我们的情书。
So hopefully we all have this desire to read this book of love.
请我们一同先翻到诗篇第七十三篇。
Shall we first turn to the book of Psalm chapter 73?
诗篇第七十三篇，我们就读最后一节，二十八节。
We'll read the last verse of chapter 73 in Psalm.
诗篇七十三篇第二十八节，但我亲近神是与我有益，我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。
73:28 But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works.
好，请我们再翻到约翰福音第四章。
Shall we next turn to John chapter 4?
新约圣经约翰福音第四章。
New Testament Gospel according to John chapter 4.
我们要从第46节读到第54节。
We'll read verse 46 through 54.
约翰福音第四章第46节，耶稣又到了加利利的迦拿，就是他从前变水为酒的地方，有一个大臣，他的儿子在加百农患病。他听见耶稣从犹太到了加利利，就来见他，求他下去医治他的儿子，因为他儿子快要死了。耶稣就对他说，若不看见神迹奇事，你们总是不信。那大臣说，先生，求你趁着我的孩子还没死就下去。耶稣对他说，回去吧，你的儿子活了。那人信耶稣所说的话，就回去了。正下去的时候，他的仆人迎见他，说他的儿子活了。他就问什么时候见好的。他们说昨日未时，热就退了。他便知道这正是耶稣对他说你儿子活了的时候。他自己和全家就都信了。这是耶稣在加利利行的第二件神迹，是他从犹太回去以后行的。
Therefore he came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a royal official whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus has come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and was imploring him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, Unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. The royal official said to him, Sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, Go, your son lives. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and started off. As he was now going down, his slaves met him, saying that his son was living. So he inquired of them the hour when he began to get better. Then they said to him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at that hour in which Jesus said to him, Your son lives, and he himself believed, and his whole household. This is again a second sign that Jesus performed when he had come out of Judea into Galilee.
所以我们再翻到约翰福音第十章。
Shall we next turn to the gospel according to John chapter 10?
第十章十节。
10:10.
这个圣经出处盼望弟兄姐妹都能够很容易记，约翰福音十章十节。
I hope this passage, it is easy that we can all remember it.
我们不仅记得这个出处，也能够盼望我们要读的这半节的圣经。
And that we can not only know it, but we can also know the last part of it.
主耶稣说，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
好，我们能够记得这句话，主告诉我们说，他来了 是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Let's remember these words. The Lord Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly.
请再翻到希伯来书。
Shall we next turn to Hebrews?
希伯来书第七章。
Hebrews chapter 7.
第七章第二十五节。
Chapter 7 verse 25.
希伯来书第七章第二十五节。凡靠着他，就是指着主耶稣基督，进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着，替他们祈求。
Therefore, he is able also to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
我们就读第一节。
Verse 1.
希伯来书第十一章第一节，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
11:1 Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
我们最后一处请翻到哥林多后书。
And lastly, let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians 4.
我们要读第十七、十八两节。
We'll read verses 17 and 18.
哥林多后书第四章第十七节，我们这至战至亲的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主早晨，我们感谢你。
Lord, this morning we thank you.
主，我们是靠着你才能够来到父神的面前。
We come through you before the Father.
主，我们实在是借着你所成就的救恩，我们能够来到父施恩宝座前。的恩惠蒙连续做随时的帮助。
We thank you because it is through you that we can come to you for our help at any moment.
主因此我们早晨我们仍然来到你宝座施恩宝座前，所来仰望你的恩典。
And so this morning we come before your throne of grace to look towards your grace.
主我们愿意听见你向我们说的话。
We're willing to listen to your voice.
主愿你的话就是灵，就是生命。
For your word is spirit and life.
好叫我们能够活在你的面前
so that we may live before you.
主叫我们不仅得着生命，并且得了更丰盛
so that we can gain life and life more abundantly.
我们求你向我们说话，与我们同在
Please speak to us and be with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
刚刚我们读到诗篇第七十三篇是亚萨所作的诗。
We just read Psalm chapter 73. It is a psalm written by Asaph.
诗人告诉我们他亲近神是与他有益。
And the psalmist tells us that there is a purpose for him drawing close to God.
因为他以主耶和华为他的避难所。
Because he knows that God is his refuge.
他就是在这样的一个难处的里头他来到神的面前。
It is in this difficulty that he comes to God.
当神让他看见神在他身上所要成就的
And so when he sees all that God wants to accomplish in him
他说他一生要来述说神一切的作为
He says that I may tell of all your works
我们知道诗人在这个时候他不是在一个平顺的日子
We know that the psalmist here is not in a very smooth circumstance
他乃是在一个他遭难的时候
He's in a time of difficulty
不仅他在遭难
Not only in difficulty
他里头有一个更深叫他不能够明白的
But there is something within him that he does not understand
他是这样子的敬畏神
And he respects and honors God
他这样守节清心活在神的面前
And he comes before God with clean hands, clean heart
可是他却遭遇一些难处
And yet he encounters these difficulties
就在这个同时
And so at this time
他看见一些的恶人
He sees those who are evil
他们不懂得敬畏神
They do not know how to honor God
他们却在地上能够享受那平安的日子
And yet on earth they enjoy such peaceful days
他们能够得着世上 所有的祝福。
They are able to gain all the blessings of this world.
这时候就叫这个作诗的人，他心里头实在是有一个难处。
And so the psalmist, he has this difficulty.
他实在是想不明白。
He cannot understand it.
这是不是我们今天神的儿女们同样的一个难处呢？
Is this the same problem for us Christians today?
当我们盼望能够在神的面前能够敬畏神，
we do desire to honor God.
我们盼望能够追求圣洁的生活，
and we,
活在神的面前。
We seek after a holy life before Him.
但是却有难处临到我们。
And yet difficulty comes upon us.
在这个同时，
and so at this time,
我们看见一些世上的人，
we see people in the world.
他们不懂得敬畏神，
they don't know how to honor God.
他们过着一个犯罪的生活，
they live lives of sin.
他们却似乎在那里得着各样的祝福，
and yet they receive so many blessings.
他们在公司里头能够常常能够升官做主管，
they receive promotion and are managers in the company.
甚至于做到 CEO 的位置，
and they even rise up to the position of the CEO.
他们不懂得敬畏神，
they don't know how to honor God.
他们也不来荣耀神，
they do not glorify God.
但他们的孩子却能够第一名从高中毕业，
and yet their children, they are valedictorians of high schools.
他们似乎都能够上那哈佛、斯坦福最好的学校，
and they attend Harvard and Stanford, all these good schools.
他们也没有任何健康的问题，
they don't have any health problems.
他们的生活似乎的非常的好，
and their lives seem to be very good.
当我们在学校，特别今天有高中生在我们中间，
and at school, particularly for those high schoolers among us today,
当我们愿意在做学生的事情上来讨神的喜悦，
while we are students, we desire to please God.
我们愿意做一个诚实的人，我们不作弊，
we want to be honest, we do not cheat.
但是我们看见我们同学当中有许多不认识的人，
but we see among our classmates, students, those that we don't know.
他们用投机取巧的方式来做完他们的作业，或是做他们考试。
They think of different ways so that they can cheat and finish their homework.
结果他们拿了 A， 我们拿了 B。
Except they get A's and we get a B.
我们心里面会不会在那里有一个挣扎，说我们的神到底公不公平
？In our hearts, do we struggle and say, God, are you fair?
在这里，诗人告诉我们一个秘诀。
And yet here, the psalmist gives us a secret.
哦，当他在思想这些事，他不能够明白的时候
，As he's thinking about these things and cannot understand it.
但是他知道他有一条路。
He knows that he has a way.
他来亲近神。
He comes near to God.
他来到神的面前，他说：“我亲近神是与我有益。”
He comes close to God, near to God, and says, "God is my good."
他说他以主耶和华为他的避难所。
And the Lord God is my refuge.
当他来到了神的圣所。
And when he comes before the holy temple.
当他来到了神的面前。
When he comes before God.
他一思想。
And as soon as he thinks.
神就叫他明白。
God allows him to understand.
那眼睛看得见的是暂时。
And so the things that we can see with our eyes are only temporary.
但我们所看不见的乃是永远。
However, the unseen is eternal.
因为诗人来到神的面前。
Now, because the psalmist comes before God,
他能够看见什么是宝贵的。
He can see what is truly precious.
能够看见神在他身上所要成就的旨意是何等的荣耀。
And to see that God has a glorious purpose he wants to do in him.
所以他在那里说，他要述说耶和华一生一切的作为。
And so here the psalmist says that I may tell of all your works.
弟兄姐妹，让我们学习一件事。
So brothers and sisters, let us learn.
我们是神所爱的儿女。
That we are the beloved children of God.
没有一件临到我们的难处不是经过神的。
There's not one difficulty that does not go through God first.
那爱我们的神为什么允许难处临到他所爱的儿女们呢？
So why does a loving God allow difficulty to come upon his children?
神乃是为了他荣耀的目的。
It is for his glorious purpose.
他乃是要把我们带到他的面前。
He wants to bring us before him.
让我们能够明白他在我们身上所要成就的。
So that we can come to understand what he wants to accomplish in us.
我们知道大多数神的儿女，我们都盼望能够认识我们的主。
Now for the majority of his children, we want to come to know our God.
我们也更愿意认识神在我们身上那荣耀的旨意。
And we do want to understand his glorious purpose in us.
就像我们刚刚弟兄所说的，我们实在是要明白神在圣徒中的恩召是有何等荣耀的指望。
Just like what our brother had shared with us, we want to come to know the glorious hope of his calling among his people.
所以从约翰福音，我们就能够看见在其中有一个中心的思想。
And so we see in the Gospel of John, there is a very central thought.
约翰福音乃是要让我们认识耶稣是神的儿子。
The gospel according to John is so that we can come to know Jesus, the Son of God.
因为他是父怀里的独生子。
Because he is the only begotten Son of the Father.
借着他要把这位看不见的父神表明出来。
He wants to reveal the unseen Father.
圣经告诉我们，道成的肉身住在我们中间。 充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And John tells us that he came and he dwelt among us in flesh, full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And we have seen the glory, just as the glory that is seen in the Father.
所以我们看见我们乃是借着神的爱子耶稣基督，我们能够认识我们荣耀的父神。
And so it is through the beloved Son of the Father that we can come to know the glorious Father.
而这点约翰福音更宝贵的地方。
And another very, a more precious point of Gospel of John.
乃是借着约翰所记的这些事。
Is that through these recordings of John.
叫我们能够认识我们主耶稣。
We can come to know our Lord Jesus.
不仅认识他，叫我们能够因着信他，我们能够得着他的生命。
Not only come to know him, but also to believe in him and gain life.
而且还要得的更丰盛。
And gain it more abundantly.
早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹继续来看在约翰福音中主耶稣所行的第二个神迹。
And so this morning we want to look together with brothers and sisters the second miracle that is written in John.
圣经告诉我们主耶稣行的这第二个神迹呢乃是在迦拿所行的，与他第一个神迹是同样一个地点。
And so the Bible tells us that this miracle was performed in Cana, the same place as the first miracle.
如果我们还记得主耶稣所行的第一个神迹是在一个婚宴的当中。
We remember that the very first miracle occurred at a wedding banquet.
让我们看见在神的心意里头有一个非常宝贵的一个意念。
We know that in God's heart there is a very precious thought.
就是他独生爱子的那个婚宴。
And that is the marriage feast of his son.
我们也感谢主，昨天也有弟兄姐妹能够参加一个婚宴。
We thank the Lord that some brothers and sisters yesterday we also attended a wedding feast.
从那婚宴当中我们实在是看见基督是那婚宴当中的那位主。
And we also saw in that enjoyment that he is the Lord of that wedding banquet.
我们更是为了这新婚的弟兄姐妹在主面前这样的祷告。
And we also pray this for our new couple.
愿主不仅在他们的婚宴当中做主。
That not only would he be Lord in their marriage.
主能够在他们一生的婚姻生活当中他仍然能够做主掌权。
But in their marriage, in their entire life, that he may be Lord.
所以我们看见在基督徒的婚姻的里头，他乃是预表基督与教会。
And so in the Christian marriage, we know that it illustrates Christ and the church.
所以我们知道今天主还没有回来。
We know that the Lord has not returned yet today.
并不是主不愿意回来。
It's not that he's unwilling.
我们主的心是何等盼望能够早一点回来。
In his heart, he desires to return soon.
因为他已经预备好了。
Because he's already ready.
他已经预备好来迎娶他所爱的心腹。
He is ready to come and receive his bride.
然而他所爱的心腹就是我们，也就是教会，却还没有预备好。
And yet we, his bride, we are not yet prepared.
从昨天的婚姻我们看见新郎和新妇都预备好的时候。
From yesterday's wedding, we saw that when the bride and the bridegroom are prepared.
那是何等的欢喜。
It's so joyous.
他们能够联合成为一体。
They may be united as one.
这是在父里头，在父的心里头一个极宝贵的一个意念。
This is a very precious thought in the heart of our Father.
所以我们知道，当教会装备整齐的时候
，And so when the church is adorned and ready,
就是主要回来迎娶新妇的时候
，That is when the Lord will come and receive His bride.
所以我们看见第一个神迹，主乃是在一个婚宴的里头来行的。
And so we see that the very first miracle was occurred at a wedding banquet.
而到了这第二个神迹，他在这里乃是讲到主耶稣医治了一个大臣的儿子。
And so here in the second miracle, we see that the Lord Jesus healed a royal official's son.
我们知道，虽然主在地上的时候，他行了许多神迹，医治了许多的病人。
We know that when our Lord was on earth, he healed many people and did many miracles.
那为什么圣灵在这里特别感动约翰？记载了他医治了大臣的儿子呢。
But here, why did the Holy Spirit move John to record this miracle of healing the official's son?
我想有两个原因。
I think that there may be two reasons.
第一个，主耶稣他不仅是我们婚姻生活的中心。
First, the Lord is not only the center of our marriage.
他也更应该是我们家庭生活的中心。
The Lord also ought to be the center of our family.
我们知道当新郎与新妇他们结婚联合以后
，We know that after the bride and the bridegroom are united in marriage，
我们知道在神的眼中，他们二人成为一体。
In God's eyes, two become one。
但是我们也知道，这两个人啊，他们从完全不同的背景 而来的。
But we do know that these two individuals come from very different backgrounds.
当他们要结婚在一起，一起过生活的时候
，And after they are married and they are to live together，
你就发现就有许多的调整。
We find that there's many adjustments need to be made.
就点像有时候高中生、初中生玩活动就两个人呢绑在一起。
Just like some high schoolers, perhaps you may have this activity where two are tied together.
我们要从这一点要到那一点。
You need to go from one point to the other.
你发现要是一个人的话，轻轻松松就走过去了。
If it's only one person, it's easy to go from one point to the other.
把两个人绑在一起的时候。
But when you need to tie two people together,
一个人用右脚，一个人用左脚在那里走路。
When one person uses the right foot, another uses the left foot, and they need to walk together.
有很多的调整需要。有很多需要调整的。
We find that you have to make many adjustments.
你走的呢，就是碰碰撞撞、跌跌倒倒。
Otherwise, you're going to be falling down.
所以我们发现，当两个人结婚以后，他们的生活上是需要不少的调整。
And so after two people are married, they need to make many adjustments.
他们才能够真正进入那合一的生活里。
So they can truly walk and enter into that life of being one.
能够见证基督与他的教会。
And testify of Christ and the church.
但是我们发现，当新郎与新妇结婚之后
，However, we do find that after the bride and the bridegroom are married，
过不了多久呢，这孩子就生下来了。
That not long after that they have children。
这个孩子生下来以后，在这个家庭当中啊，就发生一个重大、巨大的改变。
And after children are born, there is a great change。
你发现整个家庭生活都围绕这个孩子为中心。
Their family life now centers around that child。
整个。无论做父亲的做母亲的整天就围着这个孩子团团的转
Whether you are the father or the mother you're constantly circling around that child
当然我们知道不仅孩子刚出生是这样子
We know it's not only right at their birth
就在孩子成长过程当中你发现父母亲总是围绕着孩子在那里转
But as the child is growing the parents are constantly looking after their child
我记得当我们孩子还小的时候
I remember when my children were very young
因为我们前面几个孩子比较靠近年纪靠近一点
Because the first few were very close in age
一个接一个
One came after another
我现在回想的时候啊我最多的回忆呢就到超级市场去
Now when I think back the thing that I remember the most was going to the grocery store
就是去买奶粉买尿布
Was to buy formula to buy diapers
好像才刚买过怎么又要去买
I just bought it why is it I'm going again
我发现整个家庭生活围绕这个孩子
I realized that family life circled the children
在这里我们看见主圣灵借着这个大臣的孩子生病
Here we see that the official son he was ill
圣灵乃是提醒我们说主耶稣才应该是我们家庭生活的中心
And here the Lord the Holy Spirit is reminding us that our Lord Jesus he needs to be the center of our family
第二当主耶稣主圣灵记载主耶稣医治大臣儿子的另外一个特别的地方
And so the second particular reason of why John recorded this miracle
我们看见主耶稣行这个神迹的时候他并没有在现场
We see that when Jesus performed this miracle he was not there physically
我们知道当时主耶稣在地上医治病人的时候
We know that when Jesus healed the sick
他用许多不同的方法
He used many different methods
或许讲话
He may speak a word
或许用手一摸
He may touch with his hands
或者用唾沫抹那个 瞎眼的人的眼睛
Or he used a spit to touch the blind man
但是我们看见大多数的神迹主所行的神迹他都在现场
In the majority of the miracles that he performed he was there, he was present
但是当主医治的大臣的儿子的时候
However when he healed the royal official's son
他并没有在现场
He was not present
他乃是在相隔二十里之外就医治了这大臣的儿子。
He was about 20 miles away when he healed the son.
我想这也是这个神迹特别的一个地方。
This is another particular characteristic of this miracle.
希伯来书告诉我们，凡靠着他，就是主耶稣，到神面前的，他都能拯救到底。
Hebrews tells us that he is able to save forever to the uttermost all those who come near him.
我们先来看一看这第二个主耶稣所行的第二个神迹。
So let's take a look, closer look at the second miracle.
第一，让我们看见神乃是借着难处把人带到主的面前。
First, we see that the Lord Jesus, he or God uses these difficulties to bring us to God.
这里我们看见这位加百农的大臣。
Here we see this royal official.
他很可能是与王室家族是有关系的。
He very likely had a connection with the royal family.
他或许是那希律王的亲戚。
He could have been a relative of Caesar.
他或许是罗马皇帝凯撒的臣子。
Or he could have been a descendant of Caesar's.
我们看见 他拥有一个尊贵的身份。
He had a royal position.
他有一个崇高的地位。
He had a high position.
他有拥有令人羡慕的财富。
He had all the fame that everybody would admire.
当然我们知道他也有那特殊关系。
However, we know that he also had special connections.
从中国来的弟兄姐妹就常常说啊，在中国做事情要靠关系。
And in China, we do know brothers and sisters say that when you work in China, you need to rely upon your connections.
后来到了美国，我们发现在美国做事也是靠关系。
And then when you come to the U.S., you realize it's the same.
而这位大臣，他的确有个特殊关系。
And this official, he also had a very special connection.
他虽然拥有这一切。
Even though he had all of these.
我相信大臣所拥有的这一切呢，可能是我们在座的任何一个人一生追求都达不到的。
I believe that all these things that this official had, perhaps we would never be able to attain to all that he had.
就是这样的一个大臣，他儿子也会生病。
Even though he was in such a position, his son was also ill.
不仅生了病，而且好不了。
Not only ill, but to the point of death.
圣经告诉我们，他快要死了。
And the Bible tells us that he was to the point of death.
我们相信这位爱儿子的父亲。
And so this father who loved his son.
他一定是寻遍了所有最好的医生。
He probably sought after all the good doctors.
他也用尽了各样的方法。
And probably used all methods.
或许也尝试各样的偏方，像我们中国人常常喜欢用的。
And perhaps he tried many different remedies like us Chinese we try.
但我们发现他尽他所能，仍然不能够叫他的生病的儿子好起来。
He tried everything so that his ill son could be well.
我们看见他就亲眼看着他的孩子一天一天的走向死亡。
And day after day, he saw with his own eyes how his son was approaching death.
一个做父母亲的看到这样的景象是何等的失望，何等的沮丧。
It is, there is such despair when a parent sees their child in such a way.
当他在无望之际。
And so in this point of hopelessness,
他四处的打听。
He consulted.
看还没有任何的人，任何的方法能够救回他将要死的孩子。
Is there anyone else, any other way that he could save his son?
或者他刚好有机会听见有人从耶路撒冷来到了加百农。
And then perhaps he just had that opportunity. He heard somebody who came to Capernaum.
他听到了耶稣在耶路撒冷所行的神迹奇事。
He heard the miracle that the Lord Jesus had performed in Jerusalem.
在他绝望的里头，重新燃起了最后一线希望。
And again, he had that last bit of hope within him.
他这做父亲的就连忙的快马加鞭来到了迦拿。
And as a father, he went to Cana.
他来找这个他最后的一个盼望。
And he came to his last hope.
来找主耶稣。
To find the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见借着他这个儿子的难处，就把这位大臣带到了主的面前。
And so we see this difficulty that he had with his son brought him to God.
我们知道人生不如意的事十之八九。
We know that in all of the difficulties that we have, eight out of nine, or all the experiences that we have, eight out of nine are difficult.
我们考一考高中生。
We want to test the high schoolers.
这个百分比高不高？
Is that a high percentage?
80%, 90%。
80 or 90%?
当然你们还年轻，可能人生的历练还不够。
And of course, if you are young, you do not have as much strength.
你或许觉得不如意的事没有那么多。
You may find that the difficult things you encounter, they're not that many.
当你的生活继续下来。
But as you continue to live,
你就发现这句话还是蛮有它的道理。
You find that in this phrase, there's quite a bit of logic to it.
我们人生当中充满了许多不如意的事情。
In our life, we have many things that are difficult.
就是在我们这些信主的人身上。
Especially for us Christians.
我们生活中也难免不了有难处。
We cannot avoid problems.
我们心里面或许会这么想。
In our heart, you may think,
神不是爱我们吗？
Doesn't God love me?
主不是为我们都愿意流血舍命吗？
God, didn't he bleed and die for me?
为什么我们信了主，在世上生活还有这么多的难处呢？
So why is it that after believing him, we still encounter so many problems?
当然我们知道难处临到我们的原因，它有它消极方面的原因。
Now we do know that when we have problems, there is that negative aspect.
我们知道其中一个原因就是罪。
One of the reasons is because of sin.
我们知道当罪进到世界以后。
As soon as sin entered into the world,
我们知道罪乃是借着亚当夏娃进入了世界。
We know that sin entered through Adam and Eve.
当罪进到世界以后，
And after sin entered into the world,
我们看见亚当夏娃夫妻之间就有难处。
We found that there were difficulties between husband and wife.
如果你们回去读一读创世纪第三章，你们就能够明白。
If you go back and read Genesis 3, you will see.
就当罪进来了，
As soon as sin entered,
原本相爱的夫妻啊之间就产生难处。
The original loving couple, they had difficulties.
所以我们就明白了，原来我们今天夫妻之间有难处啊，早在几千年前就有了。
We realized that the problems between husband and wife, thousands of years ago, it was already there.
乃是因为罪进到了世界。
It's because sin entered into the world.
不仅夫妻之间有难处。
Not only are there problems between husband and wife.
我们看见当罪进到了世界。
But as soon as sin entered into the world.
亚当夏娃他们所生的孩子之间也有难处。
There were also difficulties among the children that Adam and Eve bore.
今天年轻人，如果你们有弟兄姐妹的。
And so young brothers and sisters, if you have siblings.
你们 sibling 之间啊有难处。
Between you siblings, if you have problems.
你们不要觉得稀奇。
Don't be amazed.
日光之下没有新鲜事。
Underneath the sun, there's nothing new.
因为早在人类的第一对 sibling, 第一对弟兄之间啊就有难处。
Between the very first pair of siblings, these two brothers, they had problems.
这难处还很大。
And it was a great problem.
那做哥哥的该隐呢就把弟弟给杀了。
Because the older brother Cain, he murdered his younger brother.
所以年轻人我们要小心。
So young people, be careful.
或许今天我们不会像该隐杀他弟弟。
Perhaps today you will not be like Cain and murder your brother.
但主耶稣告诉我们，我们今天如果恨人，就是杀人。
But if you hate someone, that means you have murdered them.
如果你恨你的弟兄、你的姐妹
，If you hate your sibling,
你就是把你弟弟给杀了。
You have murdered your brother.
所以这都是因为罪所带来的那个原因。
This is the result of sin.
因着我们有罪
，And because of sin,
所以难处临到了我们。
Now we have problems.
但是难处也有它积极的意义。
However, it also has its positive purpose.
神借着难处把我们带到神的面前。
God, through these problems, he brings us to him.
所以我们看见有一些的难处是与罪没有关系的。
Some problems have nothing to do with sin.
希伯来书五章八节告诉我们，主耶稣他虽为神的儿子。
Hebrews 5:8, it tells us that even though he was the son of God, Jesus was the son of God.
他还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
He learned obedience through suffering.
所以我们看见神的儿子主耶稣来到地上的时候。
And so we see that as Jesus came to earth.
他是没有罪的。
He had no sin.
他也从来没有犯过罪。
And he had never sinned.
他一生遵行父神的旨意。
And he was there to completely obey the will of the Father.
但是我们看见他在地上却仍然有难处。
And yet on earth he had many difficulties.
当他要遵行父神旨意的时候。
And as he was obedient to the will of the Father.
我们看见爱他的父神允许各样的难处临到他。
We see that his loving Father allowed many difficulties to come to him.
但是因着主所受的苦难，他学了顺从。
But through all of these difficulties, he learned obedience.
他存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He learned obedience to the point of death, even death upon the cross.
所以我们看见，借着这些的难处，叫我们的主，他活在父神的面前。
And so through these difficulties, we see that our Lord, he lived before God.
他每天活在父神面前。
Every day he was before the Lord, before Father.
他时刻地来到父神面前。
And at every moment he could come to the Father.
所以我们看见难处是与我们有益的。
And so we see that difficulties has a good benefit for us.
就是在客星马尼园的时候。
Just as he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们主他在父的面前祷告。
And our Lord he prayed to the Father.
他说不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
He said, not my will, but thy will be done.
我们看见主就是这样的顺服，成就了父神的旨意。
And so through his obedience, he accomplished the will of the Father.
到今天我们这些原本与神无分无关的人。
So all of us who had originally nothing to do with God.
今天我们得以坦然无惧来到神的面前。
Today we can boldly come to him.
这是主给我们做了一个最好的榜样。
Because he has been the best example for us.
所以我们看见难处它积极的意义，还是把我们带回到神的面前，带回到主的面前。
So the positive aspect of problems or difficulties is to bring us back to God.
从前我在上班的时候认识一位姐妹。
In the past when I was employed, I knew a sister.
我就提一下公司的名字，就是她也在 Enron 上班。
And I'll mention the name of the company. She also worked at Enron.
因为这位姐妹在 Enron 工作了20多年。
And because she worked at Enron for more than 20 years.
她对她所服务的公司非常有信心。
And she had a lot of faith in this company.
所以她把她20多年的那个 401k 啊，那个退休金的投资呢， 完全放在这个公司的股票上。
So, and because she had much faith in her service to this company, she placed all of her stocks, all of her 401k upon this one company.
在公司出问题之前
，before the company had problems，
她的退休金达到了美金100万以上。
Her retirement funds it reached to $1 million.
哎呀，这实在令人羡慕。
It causes much admiration.
我不晓得你们存到一百万了没有
？Have you saved up to $1 million yet?
那就是在刹那之间。
But within a twinkling of an eye.
当这公司发生财务的丑闻。
And as soon as it came to problems.
我们姐妹这一百万的退休金一下子全部泡汤。
All of a sudden, her million disappeared.
她那时候正值她的孩子准备要上大学。
And at that time, her children were preparing to go to college.
连孩子念大学的钱都没有了。
The money for tuition was gone.
所以她孩子念大学，在那个时候，她还得要靠着借钱来让孩子念大学。
And so at that time, her children had to get loans to go to school.
哎呀，当我们想到姐妹所损失的这一百万，心里面疼不疼
？And so, do you feel pain for our sister who had lost this million?
哎呀，我们想说姐妹应该要 diversify 啊，她应该把她的投资啊分散风险。
We think our sister she should have diversified so that she could keep some.
但是我们殊不知，神借着这个亏损，借着这个难处，神做一件奇妙的事。
But we would not be able to come to know that through this event, God was doing something.
姐妹向我们做见证说，借着这样的一个难处。主把他们全家都带到主的面前。
Our sister testified that through this difficulty, he brought the entire family back to him.
神借着这个难处，解决了他们家多年以来的一个极大的一个困难。
And through this problem, that they overcame all the other problems.
就他们全家夫妻之间、父母儿女之间，因着过去的一些的问题，造成他们彼此之间的不和睦。
And This became also a problem, all of the problems that were between the parents and the children.
到了一个程度是一个非常恶劣的关系。
It got to a point where it was a very difficult situation between the parents and kids.
但是神却借着这一个难处把他们全家的关系重新修复了。
But then through this one problem, God repaired their relationship.
姐妹说这是一个神迹。
And our sister said it was a miracle.
姐妹做见证说他这一百万的损失太值得了。
And our sister, she testified that this loss of $1 million was so worth it.
因为他们全家得着这样一个和睦的关系，是钱所买不到的。
Because for their family to again be in harmony was something that money could not buy.
所以我们看见爱我们的神虽然允许难处临到我们。
And so even though our God who loves us allows problem to come to us.
但他乃是要借着难处把我们带到他的面前。
But through these problems, he brings us back to him.
第二方面，当我们来到主面前的时候
，Secondly, when we come before Him,
我们必须是带着谦卑的一个态度。
We must bring a very humble attitude.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
我们看见这一位尊贵的大臣。
We see this a royal official.
我们知道他在当地。那个声望和名誉是何等的令人羡慕。
We know that his name and his fame allowed a lot of people to admire it.
但是他却因着这儿子的难处，他来到了这位木匠的儿子面前。
But because of his son's problem, he came before the carpenter's son.
而且是在大白天众目睽睽之下来到这位木匠的儿子面前。
And it was in broad daylight that he had to come to the carpenter's son.
他来求这位木匠的儿子来救他的。他的孩子。
He came to ask and to beg for the life of his son.
我们知道，我们没有一个天然人是喜欢难处的。
Not one of us in our natural life we like to encounter problems.
这是我们刚刚信主的时候，我们也带着一个心愿。
Just as we are first saved, we come with a desire.
我们从一个心思想说，信主以后呢，从此就可以过着一个幸福快乐的日子。
We have this thinking that we're going to now live a life full of joy and blessing.
但是我们看见神允许难处临到他的儿女。
However, we know that God allows problems to come to His children.
神有一个更高的目的。
Because God has a higher purpose.
乃是要使我们这天生骄傲的人能够降卑。
He wants this naturally proud person to be humbled.
能够像他的儿子一样。
To be like His son.
我们知道在但以理书第四章，那尼布甲尼撒他做了这样一个见证。
We know that in Daniel chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar he gave this testimony.
那我稍微多说一下尼布甲尼撒他做这见证的背景。
Now I'm going to give a little bit of background for his testimony.
同样的，他是一个王。
In the same way, he was a king.
他所拥有的权力、财富也是我们所达不到的。
He had all the power and wealth, everything that we cannot attain to.
可当他在那里心高气傲的时候
，But there, as he elevated himself,
他一下子就好像失去了理性。
All of a sudden, it was as if he had lost his own logic.
他就被神放到一个旷野里头去。
God sent him out to the wilderness.
经过神所定的七期
，And through the set time that God has set for him,
神又恢复他。得着他的王位。
God allowed him to recover his position as king.
所以在这之后，这位尼布甲尼撒王做了一个见证。
However, afterwards, Nebuchadnezzar, he gave this testimony.
他说那行动骄傲的神能使为降为卑。
He said that God is able to lower those who elevate themselves.
所以我们看见这位心高气傲的这位王。
And so we see that this king who had elevated himself.
他看见神是如何借着难处叫他这样一个骄傲的人能够降为卑。
He saw how God, through this problem, through this difficulty, humbled him.
所以我们看见有些时候有福音朋友来到我们教会来到教会里头。
Sometimes we see gospel friends, they come to church.
基本上分成两类。
And we can say that we can separate them into two groups.
一类呢黄立中还有福音组的同工常常都知道他们心里面呢谦卑柔软。
Brother Huang, he can also testify to this. There's one group, in their hearts, they are gentle, they are meek.
这样的福音朋友来到聚会当中听听福音很快就信主了受浸了。
And so in this attitude, they can very quickly accept the gospel and they're baptized.
但同样的有一些福音朋友来到教会里头。
But then there's another group of gospel friends.
他因着里面里头骄傲。
Because of their pride.
他虽然来到教会里。
Even though they come to church.
他乃是带着一个骄傲的态度来。
They bring a very proud attitude.
就好像我们到超级市场买菜一样。
Just like when you go to the grocery store.
哎呀，我们要挑苹果。
You want to choose your apples.
我们总是要挑最好的。
You want to pick the best.
最合我意的。
Those that look best to you.
所以福音朋友来到教会中，有一些的福音朋友来到教会中，他也在那里来挑选他所要选择的宗教信仰。
And there are some gospel friends. They are there. They're just picking out the best religion, the one that suits their attitude, whether or not this goes along with their thoughts, or is there that religion that's better for me?
所以当这样的人来到教会的里头
，And so when these friends they come to church,
他虽然听见了福音
，Even though they hear the gospel,
他却不能够蒙恩得救
，They cannot receive salvation.
所以我们看见有些时候神借着一些难处，叫我们这些原本骄傲的人。能够稍微降为卑。
And so God, we see that He uses these problems and difficulties so that He could humble those who are proud.
好叫我们能够从他得着他所要赐给我们那永远的福分。
So that we can receive that portion, that eternal portion that He wants to give to us.
所以我们看见这位大臣他来到主的面前他乃是带着一个谦卑的态度来的。
And so here we see this official, he brought a very humble attitude before the Lord.
但是他在他里头他还有一个问题
But in him, he still had this question.
就像我们每个人一样
Just like all of us.
当我们有难处来到主面前祷告祈求
When we have problems and we come before the Lord and we ask him,
虽然是降卑来了
Even though we come humbly,
但是却不完全
But it's not complete.
因为有些时候我们还会指示神要怎么样来为我们解决问题
Because sometimes we still tell God how he ought to solve our problems.
就像这位大臣一样
Just like this official.
他到主耶稣面前来
He came before the Lord Jesus.
他跟主祈求
And he asked of the Lord.
他求主在他孩子还没有死之前下到加百农来医治他的孩子
He wanted the Lord to come before his child dies.
这是不是很像我们的情形
Isn't this just like us?
我们常常也跟主祷告说
We pray to the Lord and say,
主啊，我有这个难处。
Lord, I have this problem.
但你要在这样的这个时候给我解决。
But you must solve it at this time.
你要这样子来给我解决。
You must solve it in this way.
或是我们的孩子不乖了。
Or our children misbehave.
我们祷告说，主啊，你怎么样怎么样管教管教他。
And we say, Lord, you must discipline my child in this way.
我们在那里做什么呢
？What are we doing?
我们在那里指示主为我们做一些事。
We are directing how God ought to do His work.
就像旧约有一个亚南王的将军。
Just like in the Old Testament, there is a high commander by the name of Naaman.
这个乃曼他是非常英勇的。
Naaman, he was a very courageous soldier.
他为着亚兰王得胜许多征战。
He had won many battles.
但他身上发生一个难处。
However, he had this one difficulty.
他得了大麻风。
That is, he was a leper.
大麻风在当时是不治之症。
And at that time, leprosy could not be cured.
虽然他所服侍的王有许多的财富和能力
So even though the king that he served was very wealthy and was very powerful
却不能叫他大麻风好
could not allow his leprosy to be cured
后来他偶尔有个机会听说在以色列 那里呢有个先知以利沙，他能够医治人大麻风的。
And then he had the opportunity. He heard that in Israel there was a prophet Elisha who could cure his leprosy.
哇，这个大将军啊，他也是最后一线希望，他也要去了。
And so this great commander, he also brought his last hope to Israel.
但他去的时候呢，不像这个大臣。
However, when he went, he was not like this official.
带着他的军兵，带着礼物，他到了以利沙住的地方。
He brought his soldiers. He brought a gift to Elisha where Elisha lived.
想说这个先知啊，一定要做一个神迹来医治他。
Thinking that this prophet was to perform some sort of miracle to heal him.
还有他自己很多的想法。
He had his own thinking.
就跟我们很多时候一样。
Just like us.
结果呢，这先知以利沙呢，他没有出来见这位大将军。
However, this prophet Elisha didn't even come out to meet him.
他就差一个仆人去跟这个大将军讲。
He just sent a servant to speak to him.
就你就去那个约旦河里洗七次。
Just go to the river Jordan and wash seven times.
你的大麻风就一定好。
And then your leprosy will be cured.
如果你们要是你听了以后，你高兴还不高兴
？If you hear this, would you be happy or not?
我想我们反应可能跟这乃曼将军一样。
Perhaps your reaction would be just like Naaman.
这乃曼就发怒了。
Naaman was angry.
他就说
，He said，
他说我堂堂一个大将军
，I am such an official，
来到这么一个小地方
，I come to such a small place。
这个先知本人没有出来迎接我
，And the prophet did not come out to meet me。
他没有在我这个身上啊，大麻风的地方啊。这个上面摇摇手
He didn't wave his hands over my leprosy.
来为我祷告
Did not pray for me.
求他的神来医治我
To ask his God to heal me.
你看这个乃曼啊，跟我们一样，我们这个脑袋里面啊，充满了很多的想法
Naaman is just like us, filled with our own thoughts.
所以他就发怒了，他就不肯
So he was angry and unwilling.
但是感谢神还是有怜悯
But thank the Lord, God still has mercy.
神就借着他的一个小使女提醒他
And so through a servant reminded him.
先生，如果叫你做大事情啊，叫你的大麻风病得医治，你岂不做吗
？If the prophet asks you to do some great thing to heal your leprosy, wouldn't you do it？
今天这么一个简单的事，就到约旦河里头去洗个七次，就好了。
But here he asks of you such a simple thing to go to the Jordan and to wash seven times, and you'll be cured。
我们感谢神，借着这个提醒啊，这个大将军啊，他就降卑下来。
Thank God for this reminder. This proud Naaman, he was able to humble himself.
照着先知所说的，到了约旦河去。
And did according to what the prophet said, he went to the river Jordan.
我们常主日学教孩子的时候，我们这时候就做动作。
And so sometimes we tell our children, you need to have action.
我们就像乃曼一样。
Be like Naaman.
我们就蹲下去一次。
Kneel down once.
上来一看，大麻风好了没
？You stand up.Take a look at your skin. It's not well yet.
然后再蹲下去第二次。
And then go down a second time.
第三次、第四次、第五次、第六次。
Three, four, five, six times.
都没有好。
You're not well yet.
然后第七次。
Go down a seventh time.
蹲下去了。上来以后。
And after you come up.
哎呀，全身的大麻风医好了。
And then your entire body is healed.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见神迹的难处，叫我们这些骄傲的人能够降为卑。
Brothers and sisters, God uses these things, these problems, to humble the proud.
叫我们身上这大麻风的病。
So that the leprosy upon our bodies,
就是我们的骄傲的罪,
which is the sin of our pride,
能够得着医治,
can be cured.
所以我们看见在这里，主在大臣身上还要做一个更深的工作。
So here we see that the Lord is doing a deeper work in this official.
让他看见，当主要行神迹医治他的儿子。并不是照着他的想法，而是要照着主的方法。
For him to see that the way that he is to heal, that the Lord is going to heal his son is not according to his thinking.
这里主要怎么医治大臣的儿子呢
？How is the Lord going to heal his son？
主乃是借着一句话
，through just a word。
当主说你儿子活了
，When the Lord Jesus said your son lives，
因着大臣里头的相信
，through his faith and belief，
在远在二十英里外江柏农生病的儿子，他那时就。就医好了。
That his son 20 miles away in Capernaum was healed.
所以我们看见神出于神的话，没有一句不带着能力。
And so we see that every single word that God speaks, it has power.
所以当这位大臣听见主耶稣对他说：“你的儿子活了。
”And so when this official heard him, the Lord say to him, "Your son lives."
他因着相信主所说的话
，through believing in these words，
他的儿子在那时就活了。
At that time, his son lived.
所以我们看见在神的话语里有那生命的大能。
And so we see that in God's words it brings the great power of life.
我们若读创世纪开头，我们看见神创造天地万物的时候，也是借着他的话。
We see in Genesis that God created the entire universe, all of creation through his word.
我们看见在神话语里头的大能是何等的大。
And so we see that there is great power in his words.
就是当人堕落了。
And so after the fall of man,
我们看见神仍然借他的话来恢复他的旨意。
God is recovering His will through His word.
我们知道今天基督乃是等候他教会能够装备整齐。
We know that today Christ is waiting for the church to be adorned and ready.
今天神的教会如何能够装备整齐呢
？So how can the church be prepared and ready?
我们看见主耶稣基督仍然用水借的道，要使他的教会把他教会洗得洁净，成为圣洁。
We see that Christ is washing the church through the water of His word, so that we may be cleansed.
能够除去教会各式各样。玷污、皱纹等类的病
，to clean out all of the blemishes and spots and illnesses。
我们看见乃是借着神的话
，it is through God's word。
所以我们必须要来认识、来经历神话语里头的大能。
So we must come to know, to understand and experience the power of His word。
我在这里做一个小小的见证。
I want to give a small testimony here。
在好几年前，有一次我得了一个支气管炎。
A few years ago, I had bronchitis.
这 bronchitis 那个支气管炎的问题呢，其实本身不大。
Originally, the problem of this bronchitis was not great.
咳嗽的问题啊，就很麻烦。
But this problem of coughing was very annoying.
我咳嗽咳了一个月，好不了。
I coughed for an entire month and I was not well.
我也像弟兄姊妹一样，找医生开处方。
And just like brothers and sisters, I found a doctor to find a prescription.
我也试了一些偏方。
And I tried some remedies.
但是咳嗽呢，也不见好转。
Except my cough was still there.
哎呀，我也在为着这事情呢，就来到主面前祷告。
And so because of this, I came before the Lord and prayed.
那有一天我去上班的路上。
And one day as I was on my way to work.
一般每天早上，我或许在开车或在公车上，都会默想主的话语，与主有交通。
And whether I'm on the bus or I'm driving, I would often meditate on His words.
在那一天，就在我快到公司的路上。
And that day, just as I was about to arrive at the company.
那圣灵叫我想起以赛亚书的一句话。
The Holy Spirit reminded me of a phrase in Isaiah.
就是说因他受了刑罚我们得平安因他受了鞭伤我们得医治
And that is through his stripes we are healed
当圣灵把这个因他受了鞭伤叫我们得医治这句话说在我心里
And so as the Holy Spirit spoke these words that as through his stripes we are healed as it was spoken into my heart
就在那一刹那圣灵就将基督的爱浇灌在我心里
And at that momentGod allowed the love of the Lord Jesus to fill my heart.
一方面看见我们是何等一位一样一个不配的罪人。
Now, on one hand, to allow me to see that we are an unworthy sinner.
但是神的儿子耶稣却愿意我们受他所不当受的刑罚。
But the Son of God, He bore the punishment that He did not deserve.
他乃是为我们承受了那个刑罚。
He bore that punishment for us.
哎，为我们担当那个鞭伤。
And he bore those stripes for us.
但主告诉我们说，因他受了鞭伤，我们得医治。
And so the Lord told us that that we are healed because he bore those stripes.
当主的爱在那里激励我，我在主面前流泪的时候。
And so as the Lord moved me and as I had tears before him.
突然间，我感受到一个能力临到了我。
I felt power came to me.
我长时间的咳嗽，在那一刹那之间就好了。
At that moment, the cough that I had for such a long time was healed.
因主受了鞭伤，叫我们得医治。
Because the Lord, because of His stripes, we are healed.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天必须要来认识主话语生命的大能。
So we today must come to also experience and know the great power in His word.
对，姐妹翻译得很好。我们不仅认识，我们要能够在生活中来经历。他话语的大能。
Not only are we to know it, but we are to experience the power of His word.
那我们怎么如何能够在生活当中来听见主对我们说的话
？So how can we hear His words in our life?
当然，我们读经，我们祷告，我们在聚会中，我们能够听见主对我们说的话。
Of course, in our Bible reading and as we come to the meetings, we're able to hear His words.
在这里也愿意跟弟兄姐妹分享一个秘诀。
But I want to share with you a secret.
我们如何能够常常听见主对我们说的话
？How can we often hear His words spoken to us?
我们要爱我们的主。
We must love Him.
就像刚刚我们弟兄所分享的。
Just like what our brother had shared with us earlier.
我们如果爱我们的主。
If we love our Lord,
我们读圣经的时候就能够听见他对我们说的话。
When you read the Bible, you will hear His voice speaking to you.
我们如果爱我们的主。
If you love your Lord,
我们就来到聚会当中，我们也能够听见圣灵在里头对我们说的话。
When you come to the meeting, you will be able to hear the Holy Spirit's voice speaking to you.
我们如果爱我们的主。
If you love your Lord, the Lord,
就是在难处中，我们也能够听见圣灵对我们说话的声音。
Even in difficulty, you can still hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to you.
弟兄姐妹，我们如果爱主，我们就必能够听见。
If we love the Lord, you will be able to hear the voice of the Lord speaking to you.
如果我们不能够常常听见主对我们说话的声音
Oftentimes today, we cannot hear the voice of our Lord speaking to us.
是不是我们爱主的心 已经冷淡。
Is it because the love towards our Lord has grown cold?
姐妹，这是真真实实的。
This is true.
这是我们的秘诀。
And this is the secret.
是爱主。
Love Him.
只要我们爱主。
If you love the Lord,
我们必能够听见他向我们说话的声音。
You will be able to hear the voice of the Lord speaking to you.
好像我们在难处中能够经历他话语的大能。
So that in difficulty, you can experience the great power in His Word.
就像我们弟兄所告诉我们的，叫我们成为那个新瓶。
Just like what our brother shared with us, so that we can be that new vessel.
我们能够成就神的旨意。
So that we can accomplish His will.
我们能够彰显神的见证。
So that we can manifest His testimony.
我们必须与主有这样一个活的关系。
We must have that living relationship with the Lord.
我们要来经历主话语的能力。
We must experience the power in His word.
这里第三点，让我们看见当主对这位大臣说，回去吧，你的儿子活了。
And thirdly, after the Lord Jesus spoke to the official, go back for your son lives.
圣经告诉我们，那人信耶稣所说的话就回去了。
And so it says that he believed in the Lord and he went back.
姐妹，我们看见他的相信还是带着顺从。
And so we see that in his belief, he obeyed.
他在那里并没有向主耶稣要什么凭证。
He didn't ask for any guarantee from the Lord.
他没有怀疑说，我这么大老远来，那如果我回去儿子没有好那怎么办呢？
He did not have any doubt. He says, I've come all this way and I go back and if he's not well, then what do I do?
他在信心里头，他看见他认识向他说话这位是谁。
But in his belief, he came to know who spoke.
他认识到主乃是那位创造万有是真神的儿子。
He came to know the true Son of God who had created the heavens and the earth.
他信心里头，他看见了主怎么说，事情就怎么成就。
In faith, he saw, however the Lord Jesus spoke, things were done.
所以我们看见，当主对他说，你儿子活了，他就回去了。
And so when he heard the Lord say, your son lives, he went home.
弟兄姐妹，我们若是没有顺从主话语的行动，那就不是相信主的话。
Brothers and sisters, if you do not have obedience and action according to what he says, then you do not have faith.
我们若相信主的话，我们必有那顺从的行动。
If you have faith, you will have action in obedience.
所以圣经告诉我们，那人信耶稣所说的，他就回去了。
And so the Bible says the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and started off.
希伯来书告诉我们，信是所望之事的实底。
Hebrews tells us that faith is assurance of things hoped for.
我们看见大臣不仅相信主所说的话。
We see that the official not only believed the word that Jesus spoke.
他还要走一条信心的道路。
But he also had to walk a way of faith.
因为那时候不像我们今天啊，有这个电话。
Because today, back then, it's not like what we have today. We have a phone.
大臣没有听完主说，你儿子活了，他打电话回去问问看。孩子怎么样啦？
The official did not just after he heard Jesus say your son lives, he didn't call home and say, so how is he?
所以我们看见他回去，他的信心，回去的路上，他的信心仍然要经过试验。
So his faith went through testing on the way home.
我们看见他来的时候带着希望来的。
When he came to Jesus, he brought hope.
他听说主耶稣可能能够医治他的儿子。
He heard that Jesus possibly could heal his son.
带着这样的盼望来见主耶稣。
And so he brought this hope to the Lord.
所以我们看见他来的时候还是走一个上坡的路。
So when he came to the Lord, he was walking uphill.
因为加百农是在加利利海的旁边。
Because Capernaum is next to the Sea of Galilee.
加拿是在高处。
And Cana is higher ground.
所以让我们看见他来见耶稣的时候，他也是走一个上坡的路。
So when he had to go meet the Lord Jesus, he had to walk uphill.
上坡的路是比较难走的。
Uphill is more difficult.
就像当我们难处来到主面前。
Just like it's when we have difficulties, we come before the Lord.
我们向主祷告祈求。
And we pray and we ask Him.
祷告了一段时间。
We pray for a period of time.
还没听见主对我们说的话。
And we don't hear His voice for a while.
或许我们在疾病当中。
Or perhaps when we're in illness.
或许我们在一个需要的里头。
Perhaps we're in a difficulty or need.
我们祷告祈求主好长时间。
And we ask for a long period of time.
但主还没有应允我们。
But he has not yet answered.
姐妹，那一段就是一个上坡的路。
Brothers and sisters, that's an uphill path.
那是非常不容易的。
It's very difficult.
但是我们要带着盼望来。
But we bring hope.
因为我们乃是来到主的面前。
Because we're coming before the Lord.
虽然他在高处。
Even though he's in
higher ground. 虽然我们在走上坡的路。
And we are going an uphill way.
但是我们乃是来到神儿子的面前。
But we are still coming before the Lord.
所以我们乃带着荣耀的盼望来到主的面前。
So we bring hope with us.
所以当我们看见他听见了主的话
And so as soon as he heard the word of the Lord
他因着信他就顺从就回去
He believed, he obeyed and went home
他回去的时候乃是走一条下坡的道路
And as he was going home, he was going downhill
因为他已经得着了主对他说的话
Because he had already gained the word of the Lord
他已经得着了主对他的应许
He already had the promise of God
说他儿子活了
That his son lived
在信心里头他可以回家
So in faith he went home
这是一条下坡的道路
That's a downhill path
是非常的轻省
It's very relaxed relaxed.
因为他安息在主话语的里面。
Because he could rest in God's word.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在地上所要经历的。
This is what we can experience.
当我们因着难处来到主的面前。
When we have difficulties and come before the Lord.
当主向我们说话的时候。
And as the Lord speaks to us.
因着信，我们相信主的话如何说，事情就怎么成就。
And through faith, we believe that whatever he says, it will be done.
我们就能够安息。
Then we can rest.
这是所望之事的实底。
That is the assurance that we have.
信也是那未见之事的确据。
And it is, faith is also the conviction of things not seen.
我们看见在大臣回去的路上。
And so we see that on the path home.
虽然他眼睛还没有看见自己的儿子好了。
Even though the official had not yet seen with his own eyes the health of his son.
但是因着相信神的话，他有确据。
But through faith in what the Lord has said, he now had assurance.
所以虽然加拿到加百农的距离不算太远。
So even though the distance between Cana and Capernaum was not too far.
这位大臣如果心里头他没有安息在主的话里。
In his heart, if he had not rested in the Lord's words,
他大可以快马加鞭，连夜赶回去看看自己儿子到底好了没有。
He could have ridden home that night.
但是我们看见他是那样的安息。
But we see that he was full of rest.
他没有焦虑。
He did not have a worry.
他隔了一夜。
The next day,
他才遇见他的仆人。
He met his servant.
然后仆人告诉他说他的儿子活了。
And then his servant told him his son lives.
而且就是在主耶稣对他说你儿子活着的那个时候
was,
他儿子就医好
and his son was healed at that time the same time that the Lord said your son lives
弟兄姐妹虽然我们不知道这位大臣的儿子后来怎么样
even though we don't know what happened to the son later
但是我们感谢主主说他的你的儿子活了
but we thank the Lord that because the Lord said your son lives
我们看见这位大臣的儿子他不仅他的肉身活了
We see that not only his physical body lived,
而主乃是把因着信，主把永生赐给了他大臣和他的一家。
But through faith, the Lord gave eternal life to him and the whole household.
所以大臣的儿子不仅在当时他活起来。
So the son not only lived at that time,
而且他得着了一个永远的生命。
But he gained eternal life.
他能够活到永永远远。
He is able to live until eternity.
姐妹，我们看见主来了，还是叫人得生命。并且得了更丰盛。
We see that the Lord came so that we may have life and life more abundantly.
感谢主，在过去这个礼拜五，主带领一位弟兄从广州来到我们中间。
We thank the Lord that this past Friday, the Lord allowed a brother from Guangzhou to come here.
然后我们这位弟兄呢，就到了我们小组礼拜五晚上查经的时候，到我们小组跟我们有点分享。
And our brother joined our small group on Friday Bible study to share with us.
他说他幼年就丧父。
And he said that when he was very young, he lost his father.
他的母亲就改嫁。
And his mother also married another person.
所以他从小在他家乡里头就常常被人欺负。
And so in his hometown, he was often teased by others.
他心里面何等渴慕那父母亲的爱。
And in his heart, he really desired after the love of parents.
但是他却得不着。
But he did not have it.
到了他十几岁的时候，有机会听见。
And in his teens, he had the opportunity to hear the gospel.
对一个渴慕爱的一个年轻人，他听见神是如何的爱了他。
For a person who desired after love, he heard that God loved him.
他就蒙恩信主。
And so he received salvation and believed in the Lord.
我们看见因着他的难处，他被带到神的面前。
We see that through his problem, he was brought to God.
他不仅蒙恩信主，还在神的家里头享受主的爱。
Not only was he saved, but in his home, he also enjoyed God's love.
哎呀，这是他好多年以来没有享受过的。
And this was something that he did not enjoy after many years.
但是过不多久，他就结婚了。
And not long after he was married.
结婚以后，他就和他妻子到了广州去。
And he and his wife, they went to Guangzhou.
为什么到广州去呢
？And why did they go there？
因为从前实在是太穷苦了。
Because in the past they were too poor.
他想要换一个新的地方。
He wanted to go to a new place.
当然，我们知道广州的那个经济发展是比较早的。
And so we know that in Guangzhou province that the economy is more developed.
所以弟兄和他的妻子都到广州去，想要做生意。
And so our brother and his wife they wanted to go and do business there.
他说盼望自己的双手啊，靠自己的双手。创造未来。
So he hoped that with his two hands that he could forge ahead.
他真的是很摆上在那里做他的生意。
And so he worked very hard in his business.
在几年当中他也就没有就停止了聚会。
And so in those few years he stopped meeting.
不仅没有聚会他连自己读经祷告的生活也都没有。
Not only did he lose out on fellowship, but he also did not have his own Bible reading and prayer time.
我们 弟兄说他那段时间就离开了那位爱他的主。
And so our brother said that during that period of time, he was far away from the Lord who loved him.
后来不仅生意没有做起来。
And then later, his business did not thrive.
他也亏损了。
And he went into debt.
在失望的当中。
And so in hopelessness.
刚好碰见了中国农历年。
At that time, it was the New Year.
Chinese
New Year.
他想要回家乡去过年。
He wanted to go back to his hometown to celebrate the New Year.
当他骑着自行车要到车站去买车票。
And as he was riding his bicycle, wanting to go buy his ticket.
结果在路上不小心就摔了一跤。
He fell on the road.
就他把腿就给摔断了。
And so he broke his leg.
我们可以想弟兄那时候的心情是如何。
You can imagine how he felt.
但是因着要回家过年，所以他的妻子呢就背着他坐火车，还是回到了自己的老家。
But because he wanted to go home, he and his wife, they still went back.
当他在那里养病的当中。
And so while he was recovering,
他心里面就有一个想法。
In his heart, he had this thought.
他想到说这么多年以来，他离弃了，他不要主。
That after so many years, he had been so far away from the Lord.
他想这个时候主也定不要他。
He thought perhaps now the Lord would not want him.
但感谢主，当他在那里养病的时候
，And so we thank the Lord that while he was recovering，
从前他聚会中的弟兄姐妹听到这个消息
，And brothers and sisters in the his past meeting in his fellowship they heard the news，
来探望我们的弟兄
，They went to visit our brother，
在那里把神的爱再次围绕在弟兄的身边
，And there again brought God's love to him，
安慰他，鼓励他，为他祷告
，Comforted him， encouraged him， and prayed for him。
那时神的爱就再一次借着弟兄姐妹充满了他的心。
And again, the love of the Lord filled his heart.
主让他想起以赛亚书49章的一段话。
And then allowed him to remember a passage in Isaiah 49.
妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩。
Can a woman forget her nursing child?
不连续她所生的儿子。
And have no compassion on the son of her womb.
即或有忘记，我总不忘记你。
Even these may forget, but I will not forget you.
主的爱再次充满我们弟兄的里面。
The love of the Lord again filled our brother.
他认识到，虽然过去他如何离弃了神。
He came to know that even though in the past he had deserted the Lord.
他不要神。
He did not want God.
他要去爱世界。
He wanted to love the world.
但主的话却告诉他说。
But God's word spoke to him saying.
我总不离弃。
I will not forget you.
就是这样的神的爱再一次恢复我们的弟兄。
So again, the love of the Lord recovered our brother.
当他要回广州之前
，And so before he was to return back to Guangzhou，
当地的弟兄姐妹就给他在广州聚会的地址。
The local brothers and sisters gave him an address in Guangzhou。
当我们弟兄回到广州之后，他就回到了聚会里头。
So that when he returned back to Guangzhou, he went back to the meetings。
他不仅在聚会里头，他在那里学习服侍我们的主。
And in the meetings, he also learned how to serve the Lord。
这二十多年，弟兄服侍主二十多年过去了。
And some 20-some years have passed by of serving the Lord。
弟兄说，这二十多年当中。也免不了还是有难处。
And it's unavoidable in these 20-some years, he still had difficulties.
有多次的难处叫他感到失望。
And many difficulties allowed him to feel despair.
那弟兄见证说他却不绝望。
However, our brother testified that he never lost hope.
因为神的爱在他里头，在那里支持他，扶持他。
Because the love of the Lord sustained him.
所以我们看见我们的弟兄他懂得借着难处回到主的面前。
And so we see that our brother, he knew how to come back to the Lord.
虽然在聚会在服事当中经历过各样的难处。
Even in service, as you encounter many difficulties.
但他已经掌握了一个秘诀。
He had learned a secret.
他知道要回到主的面前。
How to come back, draw near to the Lord.
他知道等候在主的面前听主的话语。
How to wait before him and to hear his word.
他能够借着主的话语能够住在主的爱里。
And through God's word, how to abide in his love.
弟兄姐妹，我们都是从神而生的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, we are all children born of God.
我们是神的后嗣。
And we are his sons.
我们乃是与我们主耶稣基督一同做神的后嗣。
And we are all to be sons of God.
圣经告诉我们，如果我们与他一同受苦。
And the Bible tells us that if we suffer together with him,
我们就要与他一同得荣耀。
That we will also be glorified together with him.
弟兄姐妹，这是神今天允许难处临到我们的一个很重要的目的。
This is a very important purpose of why we go through difficulties.
主乃是要我们得着他的荣耀。
So that we can together gain glory.
神爱我们，他允许一些难处临到我们。
God loves us, he allows problems to come to us.
不是为了别的，就是 盼望把我们带回到他的身边。
For no other reason than for us to come back to him.
很多时候，当我们平顺的时候，我们就离开了主。
Oftentimes when things are smooth, we leave him.
但是神实在是爱我们。
However, God truly loves us.
他愿意把最好的赐给我们。
He wants to give us the best.
所以他不得已必须借着难处把我们再带回到他的面前。
And so he has to bring us through these problems so that we can come
back to him. 他要在我们身上来制作我们。
He wants to work in us.
要把神的性情制作在我们身上。
To create in us his character
nature. 要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
To mold us into the image of his son.
就像这位大臣和他的全家一样。
Just like this, for this royal official and his whole household.
我们看见大臣的儿子得医治不过是暂时的。
We see that this healing of his son was only temporary.
但是因着难处被带到主的面前，他们所得着的乃是永远的。
But because these problems were brought before the Lord, what they gained was eternal.
因为他们乃是得着主的生命。
Because they had gained the Lord's life.
他们乃是得着一个荣耀的盼望。
They had gained eternal hope.
他们能够与神永远的旨意有份。
And they now have a portion in his eternal purpose.
正如保罗在哥林多后书第四章所告诉我们的。
And so Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
他说我们这至战至轻的苦楚乃是要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
He says, for momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
同学们，愿我们都不再顾念我们所见的。
Brothers and sisters, let's not mind the things that we can see.
愿我们都能够顾念那所不见的。
May we be mindful of the things that are unseen.
因为所见的是暂时的。
Because the things which are seen are temporal.
所不见的就是神所要加给我们的荣耀乃是存到永远。
But the things that God wants to give to us, the glory will be eternal.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
May he bless his own words.
主，我们的心感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
我们向着我们的恩召是有何等荣耀的指望。
Because we have such a hope of this calling.
主，愿早晨圣灵向众教会说的话，凡有的都应当听。
Lord, may the words that the Spirit speaks to us, may all who have an ear hear.
愿我们都能够听见你。
May we all hear your voice.
我们能够认识你在我们身上所要成就的。
And may we all come to know that what you want to accomplish in us.
主，愿着你爱激励我们。
May your love encourage us.
主，愿我们都能够答应你爱的呼召。
That we may all respond to the calling of your love.
主，我们能够常常来到你的面前。
And often come before you.
主，我们能够让你在我们身上做主掌权。
So that you may be Lord and reign in us.
主，叫我们因着信能够住在你的爱里。
And through faith, may we abide in your love.
主，好叫你能够做成你在我们身上所要得着的旨意。
So that you may accomplish your purpose in us.
主，叫一切颂赞都归给你。
May all glory and praise be given to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your most precious name we pray.